We continue with a segment that we did about a year ago with Rufus Wainwright backstage in New York City at the A&E Recovery Rally, where some 5,000 people had just crossed over the bridge from Brooklyn into Manhattan. Here's Rufus.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
How long have you been in recovery, Rufus?
Well, you know, I went to rehab about six or seven years ago. I can't remember. So it's you know, and I've had my ups and downs with it. Presently I'm working it, and it's been great. But it's it's been about that much time. And you know, it's once they say, you know, once you open that can of worms, you can't put it back. So it's been great, but challenging as well, of course.
You know, this walk across the bridge today, the bridge being a good metaphor for recovery, people walk over the bridge. What was your bridge to recovery? What got you into recovery? Did you go into treatment?
Yeah, I went to Hazelden, I don't know. I grew up, I have a history there's a history of addiction in my family, especially on my father's side. I mean, my grandfather, had 10 years before he died, and there was, you know, I have uncles and aunts who are involved with the program. So it's been a long time. I've been aware of it for a long time. I really had that, I wouldn't say white light moment, but that real sort of, spiritual awakening, when I kind of hit this spot that, that no human power could aid me, and it became about, you know, a higher ground. I needed higher spiritual ground, and I went and sought it. So it was really dramatic, but you know, good.
Rufus Wainwright joining us for a few moments tonight on Recovery Coast to Coast. What has been one of the highlights of your recovery up to this point?
My main highlight is that now, after having some time, I've really been able to put in motion all these huge projects that I've dreamt of since I was a child. For instance, I'm writing an opera, which is being premiered next year in England in July, and then I'm also writing a song cycle based on the Shakespeare sonnets with the great Robert Wilson, the theater director, and I get to do that. And then at the same time, I'm still, you know, keeping up my pop work, and it's just sort of the boundless energy that I've received, and the gift that I have is able to shine and able to complete its mission, and that's just been so great. Because I mean, certainly in the pop world, there's just countless examples of all these kind of really stunted talents, you know, people who really showed so much promise and were so incredible, and because of drugs and alcohol, they just were never able to really fulfill their artistic greatness. And I'm not saying that I'm totally there yet, but it's definitely within my grasp, and just with hard work and dedication, it'll happen. I won't have there's no kind of landmines along the way.
How has your music changed since you've been in recovery?
I don't know if it's changed so much. My kind of positive message with music and recovery is that, yes, you know, it's often, It's often the case that you know, songwriters especially have to go to the dark side and reside in the, you know, hell for a while to kind of come up with their artistic angle, and that I can understand, because I've been there and done that. But the greater challenge is to get over that and to rise above it and write music and songs that deal with survival and deal with you know, enlightenment, and I think that's a harder challenge, and I'm excited to, you know, to tackle it, because I like challenges. So.
I know one of your heroes was Judy Garland, and she certainly had her battles with addiction.
Yeah, I know Judy is a sort of poster child of kind of what not to do. But I would say that you know, in speaking with people like Lorna Luft, especially her daughter, that she really, you know, she wasn't given the opportunity, and she never really, and that she really, she would have, been so amazing if she had the chance to settle her scores. But I think that in a weird way too, even though she was so screwed up in a way, you can hear her trying to reach for the light, and it is a good example of kind of like, no matter how far you go down, there's always hope, and there's always this desire to live, and she really represents that.
You certainly put a face and a voice to recovery, Rufus. I thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you.